We thank God for today. Today is Good Friday, a day of blessing, a very important day, the day that Jesus Christ put aside his glory, embraced the cross. He died for you and I. Good Friday. I pray over your life, wherever you are listening to me, that this day will be of relevance to you, that this day would be a day of blessing to you, that this day would be a day of great impact in your life, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the opportunity given me to share the word of God with you today. God richly bless you. Before I continue, I want to acknowledge the support of everybody at Glow Music Ministry, even our partners, those supporting us with in prayer, everybody supporting financially. God continue to bless you and increase your finances in the name of Jesus. Every offering you give will never be in vain. Every seed you sow in the ministry will never be in vain. For those who sow seeds of prayer, God will raise intercessors for your life in the name of Jesus. Everybody who is actively supporting and participating, I tell you today that your life can never remain the same. Even throughout these COVID-19 times, after by the time this crisis is over, you will be stronger, better, you'll be richer than everybody else in the name of Jesus. Today, my sermon or message is entitled, Where is Your Cross? Where is your cross? Where is your cross? And I take my theme scripture from Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 39. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 39. Three powerful scriptures. It says that he that loveth, and this was Jesus speaking, and this is what he says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. 38. And he that taketh not his cross, tell your neighbor his cross or your cross. It says that, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. God bless everybody listening to me one more time. Today's message is, where is your cross? And I just read from Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 to 39. Jesus was speaking in relation to his death on the cross. And then he was now saying that everybody who follows after him, one key thing about every follower of Jesus Christ is that each person has a cross. Tell your neighbor by you that you have a cross. And put your hand on your chest and tell yourself that I have a cross. Everybody has a cross to carry. And Jesus is saying clearly that if you don't have a cross, you are not worthy of following after me. Hey, this is serious. Very serious. If you don't have a cross, you are not worthy of following after me. Because I, Jesus, your leader, I, Jesus, the one you are looking to, I have a cross that I am embracing and a cross that I am facing. So everybody who follows after me too must suffer the same. You must have a cross. Tell your neighbor one more time, you have a cross. Let's look at what a cross is. Before I mention what a cross is, or we look at the description of a cross, I want to clarify this, that a cross is not a gloriously designed, fashionable piece of jewelry. You see people having silver crosses on their necks. Eh? You see, sometimes you see some artists, then they'll have a big chain on their chest with some cross on it. A cross that we are referring to here is not a gloriously designed or fashionable piece of jewelry that you put on your neck. Number two, a cross is not a sign used against vampires in a horror movie. For those of you who like horror movie, you see vampires coming and then the blue man would just pick up a cross or a staff with a cross on it, and then the, please. What we are talking about is not a movie at all. This is serious life. Serious issues to deal with in life. Jesus is saying that for you to be worthy of following him, you must have a cross. When you look at the description of a cross, a cross is formed by two short intersecting lines or pieces. You take one piece or one bar, you take another bar, and then you put it across each other, and then you have a cross. Another description, and the perfect one, is you have an upright post or a vertical post, and then you have a transverse bar or a horizontal bar at 90 degrees with the vertical post, and then you have a cross out of that. During the Roman Empire in Jesus' day, this was used as a death penalty meted out to criminals. They put you on a cross. As a criminal, they didn't want your death to be nice. They didn't want your death to just be a normal death. No, they wanted to do it in such a way that you were disgraced. It was a shameful death, a kind of death that people see and then they despise it. And they were doing, one of the reasons for which they were doing that, it wasn't just about the pain. It wasn't just about the pain of nailing you onto a tree. Onto this cross, it wasn't just about the pain, about the stretching your bones out and everything and nailing you to this. Not just about the painful death. They wanted people to see the shame and the disgrace so that it would discourage other criminals from even doing the wrong things. Hallelujah. I pray that the Holy Spirit gives you insights as you listen to the word of God today. Today is Good Friday, and we are talking about the cross. One more time, where is your cross? So they would nail you to this cross, and then they will position you at a place where when people see you, everybody sees you, and then they despise you. Can you imagine that if someone's father is crucified on a cross, his children see it, your relatives see it, mother, father, everybody seen, and then other people, you become a byword in society. You become an object of disgrace and mockery in society. You become a proverb in society. Today, I'm telling you that Good Friday could have been a bad Friday. It could have been shameful Friday. It could have been disgraceful Friday. But it is Good Friday because Jesus went to the cross, and it was not any ordinary cross, but it was God's will. Can you tell your neighbor that find your cross within God's will in Jesus' name? So, I've described the appearance of the cross, and when you see that the two bars intersect, and the intersection is where you find man allowing God's will to superimpose upon his will. When you see the upright bar or the vertical bar, the longer bar, that is God's will. When you see the horizontal bar, that is man's will. But the vertical bar being longer or taller is superimposing upon man's will the shorter one. Tell your neighbor, choose God's will over man's will in the name of Jesus. It is very interesting from what Jesus said. Number one, one key revelation that we must look at. Number one, every Christian has a cross. It is not optional. It is not when you like it or not. It is mandatory. Jesus put it that way. Matthew 10:38, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. It means that every Christian has a cross, whether you like it or not. Matthew 16:24 says that, and Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him, number one, deny himself. Let him, number two, take up his cross. And let him, number three, follow me. He denies himself, he takes up his cross, and then follows after Jesus with his cross. Every Christian has a cross. Second revelation I want to point out, a cross is not self-imposed, but God-imposed. There was this senior high student in a boys' school. He was in his second year, and he had quickly risen through the ranks in the school's cadets. This 17-year-old boy had not given his life to Jesus Christ and was always laughing at the Christians who were attending Scripture Union. One day, in the middle of the night, the school prefect, who also happened to be the Scripture Union president, heard a knock on his door. And when he opened the door, it was this young boy. The boy was shaking and he was sweating. He was unable to speak clearly. The head prefect then asked him, "What is wrong?" Now, according to the boy, he could not sleep and he kept having nightmares whenever he tried to do so. So he had come to the school prefect for him to pray over him, because some way, somehow, he felt that would solve his problem. Do you know what? This gentleman had been initiated into an occultic group in the school. Occultic group. And now he couldn't sleep. My word to everyone who is part of an occult group is this. It is not a God-imposed cross for you. You don't have to bear this cross. You don't have to bear this burden. This burden. Sometimes you can't sleep in the night. You have to roam around the streets doing this. You have cars, but you can't even. Sometimes you have money, but you can't give the monies out to bless your relatives. Sometimes you have all these cars. You can't even do certain things. You are bound in bondage. Scripture says that the wages of sin is death. When sin is at work, it is like a burden, it's a load, it's heavy to carry. Jesus says in his word that for his yoke is light and his burden, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Hallelujah. So for anybody who is tied down in an occultic group, I am telling you one more time, stop imposing upon yourself this human cross, because the only benefit for this is eventually is death. Jesus is here to set you free. No matter how deep into the occult you have gone, it is never too late. Don't let anyone deceive you that it is late. Just start mentioning the name of Jesus wherever you are and say, "Jesus Christ, Son of God, save me, save me, save me, Jesus Christ," and you will be saved. He says, the scripture says that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Going to church to give offering as part of an occult person won't save you. Going to church won't save you. Sending tithe to the pastor won't save you. Step out of the occult group. Someone is confused right now. You don't know how you are going to do this. You are scared. Just say, Jesus, bring me out. Bring me out. Bring me out. When the Son of God comes into your situation, no one can continue to hold you bound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can get a book, there's the book called He Came to Set the Captives Free by Rebecca Brown. When you read it, she was bound. She was satanically bound. She was in a position that nobody would have thought that she could have been saved. But the power of God saved her. And so I'm telling you that it's never too late wherever you are. Just say, Jesus, save me. And Jesus will come into the situation right now. A cross is not self-imposed, but God-imposed. Say it after me. A cross is not self-imposed, but God-imposed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move in the name of Jesus. A cross is not self-imposed, but God-imposed. Not self-imposed, but God-imposed. Not self-imposed, but God-imposed. It's about what God chooses for you. It's about what God decides for you. Not about your will. Not about what you like. Not about how you feel. Not about what you think is good. It is about what God chooses for you. One night, I was walking around in the middle of the night praying. And when I got to one of a certain junction, I saw a lady seated alone. This was around 1 a.m. I was just praying in the spirit and was almost passing by. Then I felt a prompting that I should get close and find out what was happening. When I did, I realized that the lady was crying. I asked her why she was sitting there alone because it was not safe. Then she said that, "Sir, I have nowhere to go." Hey. I asked how she ended up there by the road, and then she explained that her boyfriend, and listen carefully, her boyfriend had driven her out of the house and said she should not come back again. It was at this point that I realized that the lady had bruises on her face, and later I found out that she had been beaten up by this guy. And you could... It's sad. You could just see the marks on her cheeks. That's on her face, her cheeks. You could see the marks of, I don't know whether fingers or a hand, but it looked like she had been slapped and not once. It was a very sad story. To end up in a relationship with a man who gets drunk and beats you up at will. Oh my. To the point of having one child with this man, even outside marriage. A very sad situation. A very sad situation. It's a very sad situation. A very, very, very sad situation. Why? Why should you find yourself in a burdensome situation? And I know right now there are so many people who have found themselves trapped, who have found themselves in all sorts of situations that they should not find themselves in. You didn't choose that, or you didn't intend to go into that, but you find yourself in that. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. God can bring you out. God can bring you out. God can bring you out wherever you are. I just feel the burden to pray for people who have found themselves in wrong relationships. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, just put your hand on your heart or lift up your hand wherever you are as I pray for you. Lord, I pray across the globe as people listen to this word. Anybody who has found themselves in wrong relationships, situational relationships, finding themselves even in wrong associations and groups, in the name of Jesus, bring deliverance to their doorstep now in Jesus' name. Those who have found themselves even in with wrong friends who are now dictating the pace of their lives, I pray for deliverance for them right now in the name of Jesus. 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 As I thought over this, I was moved to sing a new song this morning. Without you,
I am nobody without you. I am nobody. I give all my life to you, to you, to you. Without you, I am nobody. Without you, I am nobody. I give all my life to you. I give it all to you. I carry my cross to follow you. Help me, Lord. I am nobody without you. Oh, I carry my cross to follow you. Ooh, I carry my cross to follow you. Yes, I carry. I carry my cross to follow you. I follow you. Help me, Lord. I am nobody. Help me, Lord. I am nobody. Help me, Lord. 'Cause I am nobody without you.
It feels good to be in love. It feels good to be cared for by another. But did God give you a boyfriend as a cross, or you imposed it on yourself? That was never supposed to be a cross for you. When you were dating, you saw a lot of signs that showed you that you are in the wrong place. And you went ahead to marry. Please, after marriage, don't come back that you want a divorce. Don't come back that you want to quit. Endure it, because you are already there. God's grace is sufficient for you. Number four, know the crosses to avoid. And let me give you some indications here. One, anything outside God's word is not a cross to endure. Anything outside God's word is not a cross to endure. You swerve it. Swerve it. Number two, anything outside God's voice is not a cross to endure. What has God said about this situation? What has God said? If God is not in it, you have no business being in there. Anything outside God's voice is not a cross for you to endure. Number three, anything outside giving God the glory is not a cross for you to endure. If the glory is unto man and not unto God, you have no business enduring that cross. Number four, anything which is pleasurable to the flesh. Pleasurable to the flesh. Scripture says that for you are drawn or enticed by your own flesh. Enticed by your own flesh unto sin. It's not the devil, your flesh speaking. He says anything which is pleasurable to the flesh but not pleasing to God is not a cross to endure. I pray that you find revelation in all these things in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 says that for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So what do you have to do now? Number one, reject Satan's burdens. I have shown you the crosses to avoid. So number one, reject every such cross. Number two, take up the prescribed cross of Jesus. That is his word or his will. And carry those crosses. Number three, overcome all opposition. Overcome all opposition. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 26, it says that from that time, for Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Remember that this was after Peter had said that, Jesus, you are the Son of God. And now Jesus was showing him the process that he would go through. He was telling them, opening up everything to them for them to see that he must be persecuted. He must suffer and then die on the cross and then be raised again. Then Peter started talking. He said that, no, don't go, Jesus. Be it far from you. I cancel it. Peter was telling Jesus that I cancel the cross. Jesus, you are not going to any cross. Jesus, you are not dying. And then Jesus said that, get thee behind me, Satan. There are times that you must rebuke. Rebuke every voice that is speaking against you. You are married. You are going through issues in your marriage, challenges. Hey, everybody has challenges in their marriage. Somebody is telling you that, hey, leave, quit, run away. No, you deserve better. And please, the grace of God is sufficient for you. It is time to rebuke every such negative voice in the name of Jesus. Somebody is telling you that, be disloyal to your boss. Hey, you deserve a better pay. You deserve a better salary. But you know very well that the place you are is for your own good. It's for your own good. You are learning so much. It's building up your character. It's better to shut up those voices and say, get thee behind me, Satan. You know that God has given you a vision to build a ministry. Another voice or friends are telling you that, oh no, you don't deserve it. If you look at your past, you used to be a bad boy, so you cannot be a man of God. Meanwhile, you know very well, you know the dreams you have, you know the voices you hear, you know what God has told you, you know that you cannot die. If you die and then you go without raising the ministry that God has asked you to do, you will be found wanting. It is time to rebuke those voices from friends, those voices of fear, and pick up the cross that God has set for you, which is building up the ministry. I'm speaking to somebody today, and let me just share this short story with you so that you get what I'm trying to say. But before that, in Matthew chapter 16 verse 21 to 26, in the verse 23, after he had told Peter that, get thee behind me, Satan, 24, Jesus again continued and he said that, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. In any way that you are prepared to set aside your pleasures, to set aside your life, in any way that you are ready to risk your life for the glory of God to be seen in accordance with God's will, it is worth it, and God will honor you for it, as Jesus has said here. Number three, allow a helper when you are tired. In Mark chapter 15, verse 20 to 21, and when they had mocked him and they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. That's referring to Jesus. In verse 21, and they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. They compelled Simon to bear Jesus' cross. Simon was even a stranger that Jesus did not know physically. He did not know him. A stranger who was passing by, and they compelled him to bear Jesus' cross. Jesus was bearing his own cross. Tell your neighbor, don't go searching for people to bear your cross for you. You need to be responsible. Anything that God has asked you to do, do it. For those of you who will be giving suggestions to God, like Moses was doing. Moses felt that he was a stammerer. So God should prefer another person. A lot of people that God came to them with calling, they would rather suggest somebody else. And many of us, when God comes to us directly with a command or an instruction, we rather want to suggest to others, or we want to put the responsibility on other people. It is time to take up the responsibility yourself and do it. Hallelujah. Do it and don't push the responsibility onto another person. However, when a helper comes, allow. There are people who want to do everything themselves. Everything, because God has told them, they want to do it themselves. Even when they are tired, they want to die doing it themselves. No. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, who is God himself, somebody had to help him carry his cross. Carry his cross to his place of death. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you get discernment in knowing when to allow a helper to help carry your cross. Number four, embrace, and that is where I'm ending. Embrace your cross. A lady who was part of a choir, and I'm telling you this short story. There was this lady part of a choir, and then she joined the choir at the teething stages of the church. Now, the lady always attended rehearsals and very committed. Over the year, the choir grew, and over a couple of years, this choir grew, and the people joined the church. The church also grew. Now, one day, this lady had been given a song by the director to sing. However, unfortunately, at the service, just before she sang the song, the pastor took over the pulpit and started teaching the word of God. Apparently, there was a guest minister around who would also speak shortly after the pastor had given the word of God. So the program had been changed to that effect. Now, the choir would always have a meeting after every church service. But you know what? When the lady was prompted to wait by the director, she was upset. And she was leaving. The music pastor even came in, called her. This lady would not listen. She rather started ranting. And she was saying loudly, "Take your choir. I'm no longer part. I'm tired. Every time you change things without telling anybody anything." Wow. And then she left. It's sad that there had been many prophecies about this lady in this church. That she would sing and many people would get healed. She would sing, people would give their lives to Christ. That through this lady's ministration, people would join the church. So many prophecies. One day she even shared a dream with the choir about how God was going to increase the choir and the church. But because of offense, this lady was ranting. The lady was suspended by the leadership of the choir that same day. That she would not be allowed to sing for certain weeks, and then, but she should still come to the church. The message was delivered to her, but anyway, she never came back to the church. Very, very, very sad. It is a very sad situation when you find gifted people unwilling to go through hard training. Very sad. I have a question. If your mother rebuked you at home, would you leave the house? So when your pastor rebukes you, why do you want to leave your church? This lady was never seen again or heard of again until months later, the director received news from another director in another church that the lady came to their church and was grounded because of her behavior, and she left that church too. It's very sad. It's very sad. You need to embrace your cross. Embracing your cross means that the cross is shameful. It is disgraceful. Sometimes the situation is hard. Sometimes you want to run away and even find comfort somewhere. Sometimes the dresses you are wearing are not nice. Everybody sees that you are going through hardship. Sometimes it is difficult to even go to work because the work you are not earning much, and everybody sees on you that things are not going well. But you still have to continue in that work. You still have to continue attending church. You still cannot sit home and please people, but you must please God by going to church. I'm here to tell somebody who is going through hardship and difficulty that embrace the cross. Embrace the cross. Embrace the cross. Don't despise the cross. The cross is your road to glory. Don't despise it. Embrace it. It is having a cross or embracing a cross. It's a shameful act. It's a disgraceful one. You ask yourself, how long will this situation be? How long is it going to be? How long? But that situation is not going to be forever. Overcome it and be glorified, or experience glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In conclusion, how do I know what my cross is? Your cross is whatever God has asked you to do in His plan. Your cross is whatever God has asked you to do in His plan. I say it one more time. Your cross is whatever God has asked you to do in His plan. Jesus' cross was to die for mankind to be saved. Moses' cross was to obey God by going to Egypt to deliver His people. Joseph's cross was to endure till he became prime minister in Egypt for the salvation of His people. Daniel's cross was to stand by God's word throughout three regimes in his day and intercede for the deliverance of God's people. Today, God needs you at a certain level in business or in ministry to influence the church, to influence government, or to influence the society with His word and His will. Today, God needs you to make certain sacrifices for His purposes to be established in your life and in the life of others. Stop giving excuses. Stop allowing fear to take over your heart. With God, you will succeed. Stop complaining and grumbling. Stop trying to run away. Stop condemning yourself because of your past. Stop condemning yourself because of your mistakes. Stop condemning yourself because of your weaknesses. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He prayed and prayed that God should take it away, but God never did so. God rather told him, He said, Paul, go through it, for My grace is sufficient for you. Don't run away from that church. Don't run away from that purpose. Don't run away from that hard training. Don't run away from that marriage. Stand your ground. Be bold. Be strong in faith, because God's grace is sufficient for you in Jesus' name. I pray for you wherever you are, whatever cross you are and facing. Embrace it boldly. Overcome it in the name of Jesus. Let me say this. There is a cross for every promise. Every promise that God has given you concerning your life, concerning your ministry, concerning an organization, there is a cross that you must face for it. A difficult moment that you must face for it. A difficult situation that you must overcome according to God's plan. It is not for the enemy's plan. It is God's plan for your life. You must overcome that cross. Wherever God has given you favor, like in the case of Joseph, that place, that same place, there's a cross that you must bear. Hallelujah. You may be saying right now, you don't know what to do. Things are difficult. You don't want to run away. You want to honor God. But how will you go through it? And I give you two things. One, the word of God. Stick to the promises that God has said concerning your life. The word of God I give in two parts. One, what God has told you through dreams, through prophecies. Some of you have seen yourselves ministering on platforms to people. That God showed you the future. There's a cross that you must endure to see it come to pass. Now, let me say this, that every cross has a benefit for others. God is asking you to face a cross for the benefit of others. Jesus faced his cross. It was not only about his glory, that after facing the cross, now he was elevated over demons, over devils, over all principality and all power. It was for our benefit. It was for our salvation. It was for us to be saved from the power of death and the grave, and to be saved if to have life. So your cross that you are facing, go through it and face it and overcome it, because it is not only for your benefit, if for the benefit of your children, for the benefit of others, for the benefit of other believers, for the benefit of other ministries, for the benefit of generations to come. If you don't overcome that cross, it's going to have an effect on all those coming. Tell your neighbor, go through it, go through it, go through it, go through it, overcome it, overcome it, overcome it. There is hope, so overcome it. Hallelujah. 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 So I've told you two things. The first thing is the word of God, and it's in two parts. What God has said in his word, written word to you, and what God has spoken to you through prophecy, dreams, and others. And then the second one, where I'm ending, is pray, the power of prayer. Never try to carry your cross without prayer, because you cannot succeed. The only way to carry your cross without complaining or grumbling or insulting or self-pitying is to resort to prayer. Because you can go and see a promise in God's word. You can remember a prophecy, something God has told you, but you would be reluctant to still face the cross when you have not prayed. That's why Jesus said that after he had left, he said that they should wait for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to come to empower them. So when you pray, you are praying that God will empower your spirit by the Holy Spirit. He will empower you, give you the power to overcome, to face, to embrace, and to overcome the cross in the name of Jesus. The disciples became apostles by the power of the Holy Spirit. Their fears were taken over by faith, and they moved out to preach the word of God. I thank God for you hearing today's word. And I know that you won't flee the cross any longer. You embrace your cross. Whatever God has purposed for your life and told you to do, you embrace it and you overcome. There is hope today for every sinner. Jesus was crucified with thieves. That means that nobody is beyond God's salvation. So I want to give the opportunity to everybody listening to me right now. The best present I can give you today on this Good Friday is the present of salvation. The present of salvation. Death is termed bad, but today the death of Jesus is for your salvation. And so we can call today Good Friday. Jesus embraced his cross. He embraced his cross that today you can receive life. That today you can receive God's best in the name of Jesus. So wherever you are, I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are not giving your life to Jesus Christ, before I pray for everybody, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, this is the time to do so, and not tomorrow. Today, Good Friday, you have heard about this Jesus over and over again. You've heard this call over and over again. Let today, Good Friday 2020, be a remarkable day in your life. A day you can refer to as a day of salvation in your life. A day where things turned, there was a turnaround in your life. Jesus sacrificed his life for you 2020 years ago. Just for you to have a place in heaven with him, to rejoice in him and not perish in hell after you are dead and gone. He was risen from death. He did not just die, but he was raised from death by the Holy Spirit. And now he has power over all principality and powers, over any occultic god, over any river god, over any principality. Jesus Christ is supreme over all of them. Nobody can save you. They can give you all sorts of vain promises. Only one person throughout history could say, I am the Son of God. I have the power to lay down my life and to pick it up again. So wherever you are, if you want to give your life to Jesus, I'm giving you the opportunity right now. Just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you have made for me. I accept that I am a sinner. From today, I give my life totally and completely to you. Take over my life and cleanse me with your blood. Be Lord over my life forever and ever. Holy Spirit, I ask that come into my life and empower me to live for you forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. From today, I tell you this, you're a child of God. Congratulations. Download a Bible app on your phone. Search for the book of John. Read through. You come at to the point where it even spoke about the death of Jesus Christ. Read through that entire book of John. After that, go and read through the book of Genesis. And from there on, you can read other books in the Bible. Hallelujah. Also find a Bible believing church near you and attend. But I also want to use this opportunity to invite you to fellowship with us at Glow Music Ministry. We're a music ministry which is purposed to raise seasoned musicians for God's kingdom. Music is a key tool for delivering God's word in this end time, and you can be part of this ministry and support the vision in every way you can. Whether through singing, playing an instrument, helping to organize projects, and etc. So call us on 0209636001 or send us a message on WhatsApp. The number one more time is 0209636001. You can also send us an email through info@glowmusicministry.com. Till next time, have a happy Easter season. And a wonderful Good Friday, and stay blessed and stand out with God. God bless you.